what do you remember about Lindbergh?
What he did, flying across
the
Atlantic. Well, we knew all about that also. It was a daily conversation.
How about the kidnapping?
Well, that was also just daily news. It topped all the news for about a month, seemed like.
Had you formed an opinion about the case from what you read in the news?
Well, we didn't, I don't think, get enough information to really decide what had actually happened.
Okay. Do you remember being sick as a child?
Yes, I had the flu and was unconscious. I also had the pneumonia and got unconscious with that for a while.
Goodness.
And that was mostly the sickness.
How about things like chicken pox and measles?
We had all of those. When we began to go to school, we tried to put them off as long as possible, but we could get by all of them.
What did you treat at home, and what did you decide was too much to treat at home?
Well, we treated everything at home that we could, and we had a doctor, Gray, lived about a couple of miles above us, and if he got sick, he'd come down to see us. And before him, he saved 24 and 5 up to about 30. Well, we used Dr. Borders, his at Don Merchant, which is only about 6-7 miles away. And he would come if we needed any medical attention.
How'd you get in touch with him?
We have to go get him, go to the house and tell him, and they come on later.
Now, at that time, was there a midwife in the community, or did the doctor deliver things?
Well, doctors at that time mostly was doing deliveries.
Was this at home? And how were babies tended to compared to the way they are today?
Well, they just, kind of grew up. The older children took care of the younger ones. And
how about their food?
Well, they eat food off the table as soon as they could, and they nursed the mother before that, mostly. I don't think any of my sisters ever used the bottle or anything.
Did your mother have a brand of child psychology that she used?
Well, just do the best you could with them, I guess.
Did parents make a big effort to understand and all that, or was it a matter of parents being more of an authority?
Well, they were more of an authority than most of them are today.
Okay. Can you remember any little incidents at home, little things that happened between your sisters or between you and your sisters, or that your mother had to settle?
Not very much. We never did fight or quarrel with each other much. We was usually too busy doing different things. About the biggest thing I remember, I went down to the creek and got some old periwinkle hose, brought them up and put them in the water trough at the house. So Dad and myself, second sister Margaret, they went down to water the horses or something, and there those things were in the trough. And it was a big metal pot and heavy. And so they attempted to empty those things out of the pot, and when they did, well, my sister got her finger mashed pretty bad. So that scared us.